Good morning, this is James Basson with Van Halen and Jump. And this morning on the show, we're chatting to Melanie C.
Sunday Revival.
It's Mel C. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sunday Revival meets Mel C.
I can't believe you've been away for nearly 2 years.
I know, it's gone quick, hasn't it?
It has gone pretty fast. I mean, I know you've been busy working on the new album for a long time, but what else have you been up to?
Well, that's taken up a lot of my time. We did a bit of a tour with the new stuff before we recorded it to see how it was going down. And I bought a new house, been doing a bit of decorating, a bit of cooking.
So you're enjoying the home life now?
Yeah, well, I'm cracking on now. I'm 31.
You're settling down.
Yeah.
7 years this year since your first solo single. That's something else I can't believe. We're all getting old.
Oh my goodness, that is.
7 years. God. And that duet with Bryan Adams. What do you remember about that time?
Wow, it was a pretty crazy time actually, because I was still working with the Spice Girls, but I'd released a solo record, so my head was kind of all over the place. It was a really exciting time though, and working with Bryan was brilliant because he's such good fun, and it was a great track. So we had a good time, we had a good laugh working together.
He's quite laid back as well, isn't he?
He's a bit cheeky though, he's a bit of a practical joker, so you've got to watch out for him.
Back with a rockier edge. Is that something that's been waiting to burst out of you for a long time?
I think it's something I've toyed with on my past two solo records. But I thought this time I'm just going to go for it.
No holding back anymore.
No holding back.
Okay. Is it the type of music you enjoyed listening to when you were younger?
I used to listen to a real cross section of music. I think I probably listened to quite a lot of pop stuff, really. You know, because I listened to like my mum's records before I had my own, so that was like quite varied. It was like the Beatles and Led Zeppelin and the Stevie Wonder and Motown stuff as well. But then when I started getting into music, I liked Wham and Madonna. Who else did like? What were those, that family calls?
There was five of them.
Five Star! Yeah, I used to love them.
You know, Five Star are back, you know, they're touring Butlins and all the rest of it.
Are they? I'll have to catch them somewhere, won't I? System Edit. So yeah, I used to like those. And then as I got older, really, I got more into rock, and that's kind of all I buy now.
On Sunday Revival.
I've heard you speak out in the past about produced pop. Do you think you'd hate yourself if the Spice Girls were coming out now? If you were looking at yourself in the Spice Girls, what would you think about the whole thing?
Wow. Gosh. Well, I'm far too old to be doing that kind of stuff now. But, you know, the one thing about the Spice Girls, I mean, I know there was, you know, lots of bands that kind of followed in our footsteps, lots of manufactured bands that followed in our footsteps, but, you know, we did write a lot of our own material, and I always think that we had great songs, so, you know, I'm very proud of everything that we did, so now, you know, I think the Spice Girls were the real deal.
It was a one-off. You girls were unique.
Yeah.
What did you get
Thank God.
Girls and kind of chat it over and talk about the whole thing. I mean, because it seemed to go by so fast, that whole period.
Yeah, I think especially for us lot, because, you know, we crammed so much into, you know, a short space of time. And we do hook up sometimes. The most recent gathering, there was only four of us. Mel B wasn't there, unfortunately. But we went along to Victoria's christening for the two boys.
Oh, wicked.
And, yeah, and it was fantastic, because I'd not seen a couple of the girls for 2 years. And it was just like, you know, seeing old mates, and we were reminiscing, and we had such a laugh, and, you know, we promised each other that we have to make a bit more of an effort to get together.
And then in 2000, there was another collaboration with Lisa Left by Lopez on Never Be the Same Again, which gave you your first number one. I mean, how did that feel? I mean, obviously, you've had several number ones with the Spice Girls, but how did it feel to have your first number one?
It's always a little bit, you know, a bit extra special when it's just you on your own. And that song really turned the album around. That's when the album went, you know, from being successful to being, you know, really successful. So that's a really special song.
Okay. Well, it's been great catching up with you.
Thank you very much.
All the best with the album and single. It's been great chatting to you again. Cheers, Mel.
Thank you.